Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Swung on and missed by Holiday to finish the ball game. The eighth inning rally, the demise for the Orioles here in Minneapolis.
Sometimes with runners in scoring position, I tend to try to do too much when you just need to dial it back and just put a ball in play and something will happen. Hitting staff, they're fully on board with like working on approaches with all of us and just doing anything everybody can. And, you know, sometimes that work takes a little bit of time to show up, and eventually it will be there.
First half of the game especially, just multiple runners on base, the punch outs, some of these guys gotta, you know, it's the big leagues and you gotta be able to make some contact in certain situations. And, you know, we squandered a lot of scoring opportunities by just not moving the baseball with runners on base.
Really? Brandon Hyde, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a couple of minutes. Orioles lose yesterday 5-2 to the Twins. They get swept. As they got swept, they've lost five in a row. That's a losing streak. You're kind of in the throes of one right now. And to put it in perspective a little bit, when we were on the air, they were 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. So we leave here. Give you an idea of what happens behind the scenes here at The Fan. So me and Nolan record the promo for today's show, which I hope you enjoyed. Took about, what, 4 seconds? So I get in my car, turn left at Falls Road. By the time I got to Old Pimlico, they had already had first and second nobody out and went quietly. Holiday grounds into a double play. Ends the inning. So I'm like, ugh. And even on the radio, and I'll do a tip of the cap to Jeff Arnold, Brett Hollander, they were saying, like we've been saying, this sucks. Didn't say it that way, but boy, they're really scuffling with runners in scoring position, and they're letting a lot of opportunities to extend their lead pass by. So then I go through this nonsense repaving of the road on Old Pimlico Road. Put your cigarette out, fat boy. As I'm driving by, you're staring at me. Get out of the way. So now I'm down to Greenspring. And the Orioles, Kramer's dealing. He's dealing. Then I get to 695. Second and third, nobody out. Loriano. This is just listening on the radio. Pops out. Then Kjerstad, who we heard from there. I just need to relax a little bit. I'm pressing too much. Okay. Yeah, get off the press button. Pull a little bit. He K's. And then Mayo. And by the way, that single that happened while we were on the air, 109 exit velo.
First time.
Yeah, it was a rope. Grounds out to short. Then Kramer deals. Second and third. Gunner singles. Rivera tries to score. I don't know, one second, third. He was so second, and then Gunner hits a rope center field. Rivera's thrown out. I didn't see it as that was happening live. Of course, I'm still in my car, stuck in traffic on 695. And Jeff and Brett both set. And Nolan, did you see the play?
I did, yeah.
And you saw the multiple replays of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in real time, of course, but I watched it. He was safe. He got it left hand. He kind of slid under the tag. I think there was definitive evidence that said he beat the tag. As Bob Uecker said from the bleachers way back when, he beat the tag, or he missed the tag. He was safe.
What did replay show, Nolan?
He was safe. I just, Vinny, I'm literally talking about it right now. He was safe. But they called him out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me reiterate, he was safe, but they called him out as replay show. As I'm saying, I watched the replay. So what's the point of having replay if you still can't get the call right? And I understand you're having a bad season. And you've blown golden opportunities to make this a blowout game, Nolan, throughout the course of the first five innings. But he was safe. And it was almost to the point where it was an egregious blown call. But anyway, so he's ruled out. Next inning, of course, Larnick hits the homer, ties it. Kramer continues the deal. Only gives up three hits. Eight Ks. Orioles out hit them by an astronomical amount. Then the bullpen implode. And then the second baseman and the reverse splits said he sucked against lefties. So Hyde was trying to, you know, go with the stats again. And then Soto gives up the double. Then France adds the add-on. 5-2. Final score, and the Orioles go quietly into the Minneapolis afternoon. They get swept. They've lost five in a row. They're hitting below 200 as a team with runners in scoring position. Jordan Westberg coming back like soon, it sounds like. He wasn't in the lineup for Norfolk. Tyler O'Neill, who knows? Zach Eplin scheduled to start on Sunday. And with Kramer pitching the way he is and Sugano being reliable, and you got three guys that can be competitive in your rotation. But the problem, as I identified early, is the offense or inability, Nolan McGraw, to hit in crucial situations. And this, by the way, goes back to middle of last season when they really crapped the bed in the second half of the year with a better team on top of it.
And that's exactly why I can't really be super pissed about the missed call at home plate. On an individual level, the play itself, yeah, it was wrong.
Yeah, he was safe.
And you feel bad for Rivera, because he had a pretty good game.
And then limped off the field.
Yeah, that too, yeah. But at the end of the day, even if they score that run, we know what's going to happen. We know what the end result was going to be. This bullpen, which was, by default, supposed strength of the team early on this season, now third worst bullpen ERA in the majors. I mean, there is no strength of this team anymore. So you mentioned the recent starting pitching. Good news with Eflin coming back. There appears to be a pulse, I guess. Somewhat of a pulse there.
You have three guys that will keep you in game.
We're still on life support here.
Right, sure.
So there's no end in sight. And it's the same thing every day. We come in here, we're recapping these games, we're talking about what's going wrong. I mean, I feel like I don't know what day of the week it is. I mean, it's all blending together. I don't see an end in sight here. I don't see any reinforcements other than Eflin on the horizon. I don't see a change coming here in terms of results to the game. Change in terms of firings and DFAs remains to be seen. But the days keep stacking here. It's no longer early. I think this is the team, man.
They're 500 for the first time since June of 2022. And we can't even really celebrate the return of Felix Bautista and as dominant as he's been because he doesn't get any opportunities to be dominant. But they're a bad baseball team right now. The record speaks for itself. We've talked about this broken record stuff. But yesterday, golden opportunity. They had ducks on the pond all day long. Couldn't cash them in. That's on them. That's down on Brandon Hyde. Firing Brandon Hyde's not going to make Heston Kjerstad Ken Singleton when it comes to getting a clutch hitter Eddie Murray. Firing Brandon Hyde's not going to turn Jorge Mateo into Rock Carew. It's just the way that it is. Heston Kjerstad has to look in the mirror and say, as the second pick in the draft overall, I got to do better. Gunnar Henderson, yeah, you shaved your mustache. You look like you're 4 years old. You have to do better in these situations. We can't rag on Rivera. He had three hits. He looked like Mike Schmidt yesterday compared to everybody else in this Orioles lineup. Maverick Henry, Hanley, congratulations to you. That was a clean single for his first major league hit. But they stink offensively. Does Westberg, Kowser's not coming back anytime soon. Who makes them better offensively? Outside of what you already have on the roster, adding Jordan Westberg, who, by the way, was an all-star last year.
I got no answer. There really is nothing. O'Neal maybe come back this weekend, but is he an everyday player for this team? Wasn't before he got hurt, so I can't rely on him confidently to be the savior. And even if one guy does come back and go off, what good does it do? I mean, it has to be a group effort. You can't have one guy carry you. And if there was going to be one guy that would carry you, you would think it would, you know, probably be Gunnar Henderson. But even that's, it's just not happening right now. So, I mean, look, we keep going back and forth about the manager stuff. We'll agree to disagree on it. But at some point, you're right. Their problems are deeper than just one person. And I'll admit, even if they fire Brandon Hyde, the likelihood of things turning around is slim. I still think there is a likelihood there. There's some semblance of it. But it's small. It's slim. So I think the team's hopeless at this point.
And by the way, these struggles go back to last July. They had losing months. What, 3 of the last 4 months of last year were losing months? They had a bad April. I mean, this is with all due respect to March, where they were 3-2. And right now here in May, things are not going well. This is a large sample size of less than mediocre baseball. They are, let me just clarify this, 13-23. All right. White Sox are 10-28. That's worse. Let's see. No, 12-26 is worse. They're the fourth worst record in baseball right now. Fourth worst record in baseball. But we'll keep watching and we'll keep hoping, because they were 10 games below 500 3 years ago, went on a 10-game winning streak, wound up putting them in actual playoff contention at some point. But that was a young, scrappy team. This is a team that's had playoff experience 2 years in a row. That looks like it's trending in the wrong direction. But you watch the games, everybody. You've got opinions. Yes, he was safe, as replay showed, as I said five times. So we'll get into that and more. Ryan Ripken will be joining us. We'll rip it with him coming up at noon. You want to get in, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. Joe DeShaffer, Baltimore Banner, 11 o'clock. Talk about what's happening down at One Winning Drive. Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, will talk about the National Football League, less than a week away from the schedule release and all the drama that goes around the NFL. By the way, Abdul Carter's picked a number, and it's not 56, it's not 11. He's compromised.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Last week against Kansas City, threw a shutout during his performance and only gave up 2 runs yesterday, 3 hits. And he said something interesting there, because the question was, by the way, it's a featured artist pride. It's the Eagles' long run. Seems like it's a long time since the Orioles got a hit with runners in scoring position, but no shortage of tunes from them. Send a request to the Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan, listen to this. In spite of the team's struggles offensively, and I've said this about the offense, said, hey, been doing this for a long time. I still got to do my job. I still got to go out and be aggressive. I still have to get people out. And that's what he did. He knows what's happening on the scoreboard, but it shouldn't affect him one way or another. If they're 2-for-13 or they're 1-for-9 at one point with runners in scoring position. So if you have a stick and the Orioles give up 3 runs in the first inning, you still have to go out and do your job and perform. So Kramer's got that tunnel vision. My job is to do my job, get people out. Offense, you can't worry about it. I'm sure it gets discouraging that Kyle Gibson gives up 4 home runs in the first inning, but you still have to go out and do what you're supposed to do. And as Brandon Hyde said, go out and have selfish at-bats. Do your job. Kramer can only handle one thing. He can throw the pitch. He can field his position. Other than that, everyone else is tasked to handle their business.
Well, pitching seems so mental a lot of the times. And I think it's a little bit different. Like you talked about the offense having to have that selfish mindset. But for a pitcher, I mean, that could pretty easily get in your head. I think more so than it would for an offensive player. I mean, if you go out there and have just an inning where you're battling, say you got a tough at bat against somebody, fouls off 10 pitches, but you end up striking them out, you get out of the inning, go back to the dugout, and all of a sudden it's, oh, 1-2-3, I got to go back out there. It's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, that can really quickly wear on you and get to you. So I edited that clip. He went on to say, like, I kind of find a corner of the dugout and hide a little bit. He's like, I don't want to see anything. He's like, I don't want to sit there and root for runs, like, come on, go get me, or anything like that. He said, I'd try to separate myself from what's going on as much as I can.
Yeah, and he had a pretty rough April. He was great in the second half of last season, Kramer. And then he's been outstanding his 2 starts here in the month of May, but getting no run support. Orioles 10 games under 500 for the first time since June of 2022. That's almost 3 full years ago. You want to vent? We're listening. I'm not firing anybody. Nolan is. Let's go to Mike in Cherry Hill. Mike, what's up?
Good morning.
Who are you firing, Mike?
Well, not right now. But the first thing is that I watched the game with my wife, and I look at when a batter comes to the plate, they do the pitchers do the same thing to them each time. Mountcastle, they'll throw a low outside pitch. He'll swing at it. That's strike one. Then they'll throw it a little bit further outside. He'll swing at it and foul it off. So he's in the hole 0-2. The guy, Kurt, the left-handed guy who took Santander's spot, they throw him high and inside.
Kjerstad?
Yes. Yeah. And I add a couple things, so I'm going to move on and let y'all address them. Okay. The other thing is you got 27 outs in a 9-inning game. It seems to me the Orioles strike out so much. A third of their outs seem – a third or more come in strikeouts. They don't run hard the first base on ground outs. I've seen so many times they'll hit a ground ball to somebody, they'll bobble it, and because they haven't run – but they didn't run hard the first base, they got out. The same guy we just talked about, the left-handed guy, he hit a ground ball the other day, and he ended up turning it, hitting into a double play because I don't know if he thought how many, he didn't know how many outs it was or whatever. Lastly, manufacturing runs. Until the Orioles can improve and bring in runners in scoring position, they need to lay down some bunts more, different things. Move Jackson Holliday up behind Mullins, who need to lead off, and see if the two of them can get on base and steal some bases and everything. Gunnar Henderson is trying too hard at the plate. That's where I am right now, man. You know,
you're frustrated, Mike, just like everybody else is.
Nope, I'm pissed off.
Yeah. Well, we're running hot too. And look, Jackson did bat second yesterday. Hopefully, because Adley's struggles are well documented. Maybe he dips. And, you know, Cedric, let's say little Gunner or Jackson, Gunner batting third, and then figure out who can clean up for you, because it sure as hell isn't a guy with 8 extra base hits right now in Adley Rutschman. Mike, appreciate the thoughts. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you
They're
next
They're just
week.
Not exit. Hanley tried to bunt. He effed it up.
Failed it.
Yeah, and then he got a single the next. And then I think the game before, Holliday tried to, and he effed it up too. So, I mean, they're tempting, but they need to practice a little bit more on bunting.
Well, they got to do better with runners in scoring position because they're not hitting a ton of home runs, too. That's the problem.
That's a fact.
Last year, they were, what, second in Major League Baseball in home runs? So you could cover some of those warts with the long ball. Cody Ashe, Tommy Joseph, and Sherman Johnson are the grand poobahs of the Orioles hitting this year. And as we've seen by the results, not going to blame it on them because at some point in time, the players have to take responsibility.
There's three of them?
Yeah.
They're multiplying. Yeah. My God.
Maybe there's too many.
Yeah, it's was like two
the,
last year.
The three stooges. Let's go to Jimmy in Essex. Jimmy, thanks for holding. What's up?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I'm actually just sitting here brushing my dog's teeth.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, right on. So I'm hoping for something to happen out on the West Coast. The guys can get out there and get a break from the home crowd. I got tickets to all three games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. And I don't know. There's a lot of positives that still hang on. I mean, Urias is coming back, one of my favorite hitters. Westberg, Kowser. You got Kitchers, Eflin, and Rogers coming back. Jackson's hitting his ass off. You got Bautista and Aiken still in the bullpen. There's hope. I just think they're pressing. There's so many injuries. I'll probably hang up and listen.
Yeah, but hey, thanks for the call, Jimmy. But with all of these reinforcements coming back, the hole's getting deeper.
Yes.
You're seven games out of first place right now. Seven and a half, I believe. You've lost five in a row. You're 10 games below 500 for the first time in 3 years. Now, we understand that the American League East, no one's really dominating the division right now. But at some point, if it becomes 15 games below 500, then you're 10 games out of first place. Now you're six out of wild cards. Now you're jumping over lots of teams. Granted, it's only the second week of May. But there has to be a pulse shown at some point in time. And right now, we're not seeing a pulse from the Orioles. If anything, after winning the series from the Yankees, they flatline. They beat New York 2 out of 3. They beat Kansas City, who's one of the better teams in the American League, in the opener. And then they've been quieted ever since. All right, let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, I'm sure you're going to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
Everyone understand. You got Mike's pissed off, just like I kind of am, and Nolan. You got Jimmy's like, all right, everyone, you know, pump the brakes. The reinforcements are coming. So it doesn't seem like there's any in between. It's like, we're going to be okay versus we stink. We need to fire people. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm not. The firing, I mean, you fire Hyde? What is that going to do? I mean, I know everybody will always say, well, maybe a new voice will. Maybe they'll win a few games, but you know it will go back to it's the personnel. I do believe that. I mean, I remember Bob real quick when they lost to Texas when they won the 101 games. They couldn't hit. They didn't have that. And I said, hopefully they go get some big bats to help them. Yes, pitching is you got to have pitching, but I never felt they had that real killer lineup. To go, oh my God, now I got to face this guy. Now I got to face that guy. Like in years past, I know the Yankees have money, but that way. But turning it to this year, it feels like when a team's up 2-1, I feel like the game's almost over. It's weird. It's like you think, oh, they're safe with a 2-1. They're down 2-1, and we're only in the third or fourth inning. But when I watch the game, and I watch it with my daughter sometimes, and she's like, Dad, I always feel like they're going to lose. And I said, well, and my daughter happened to be at the Easter Massacre when it was 24-2. Yeah. So we know about that. I don't know. If they get swept by the Angels, then we really have some serious issues. I mean, the Angels aren't playing the, you know, as you say, the 1927 Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Hendricks is pitching tonight for them, who's what, ERA is over 5. And to your point, and I guess I want to sound like your daughter here, when I was driving home and Rivera got thrown out, and when I got to the house, it was 2-2. When they blew all those opportunities in the first 5 innings, they're losing. And they did.
I want to ask
the bullpen imploded, unfortunately.
It's becoming the broken record with the Orioles. But I wanted to ask Vinny, they were doing a thing about the top duo running backs. I saw it on a Instagram thing.
Mm-hmm.
do you, I mean, Justice Hill has been a great second running back, but he's not going to be, sometimes he might run, have a big run. If hopefully it never happens, but if Derrick Henry gets injured or whatever the case, do you have faith in, what is it, Ali as the main running back, or do they have that guy on the roster?
Keaton Mitchell, if he's back to he was 2 years ago, I think Keaton Mitchell will be that guy. You know, and then because if you have Keaton Mitchell and Justice Hill, I think so. You know, I think Justice Hill had a hell of a year. He made a lot of big plays. You know, he did a lot of good. He's a great pass protector. You know, I mean, that's his big role, is come in and pass protection. And then he caught the ball well out of the back. And he played a lot faster last year than he has. So I got no problems with Justice Hill at all.
Me either. Like you said, the pass blocking was incredible. But also when he ran those wheel routes and he caught those ball out of the thing, he's pretty dangerous. And like I forgot about Mitchell. You're right, because Mitchell was kind of limited last year. But I was just wondering when you were at, I mean, who else they have as running back. I haven't looked at the roster just in case, you know, because Henry's not getting any younger. He's still great.
Yeah, but I saw a video of him.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
2 days ago on Facebook. That dude he's working out. He's ripped. You know, and he's ripped at, what, 235? You know, so he trains his ass off, works his ass off. So, I mean, he's a young 30 or 31.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about that with Jonah Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. The Ray, hey, Derrick Henry, great season last year. Can he duplicate it? Does he need to duplicate that? 1,800-plus yards?
I would say no. You know, 1,500? Yeah, give me that'll 15. Work.
Can Lamar duplicate the 40-plus touchdowns, though? There's another one, too.
I think he will.
And we'll get into all of that with Jonas Whip around 11:15. Jason Cole, NFL writer, at 11:30. But we'll come back, talk about the Orioles. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. The losing streak now at 5. 2-for-13 runners in scoring position as a team. Now hitting below 200 in that area.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now when Westberg and O'Neal come back, does it change things? Colton Cowser in another month, whenever that is. Perhaps they have to stem the tide with what they have. And what we've seen so far, they're not capable of getting it done because Gunner was Scuffle City in Minnesota after heating up against Kansas City. Adley's been struggling pretty much since the first couple of weeks of the season, certainly in regards to run production and the power numbers. Can't keep counting on Cedric Mullins to carry the offense. Mountcastle, let's go. Let's step it up. And now you get to Sagano tonight, who should contain, we think, the Angels. Eplin's coming back on Sunday, and with the way Kramer's throwing, hey, not that bad. Three fifths of your rotation. Got Povich and Gibson and all that other stuff you got to straighten out. Bullpen getting a little shaky there in certain areas, but still. It's a bad baseball team. Just look at the record. It is what it is. This is the personnel that they have. People want dramatic changes. And you mentioned off the air that they brought in Dean Pease in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. What else changed? They got rid of Marcus Williams and moved Trenton Simpson to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel has to be part of the equation.
No doubt.
As well.
Combo. I think here's what happens, Bob, is you know, like Rubenstein has partners. You know, because I've been through this, and the partners are calling Rubenstein and say, well, what are we going to do? You know, so, I mean, that's where the pressure starts to come. You know, I mean, his partner, you know, or his group of people are calling, what are we going to do? You know, what changes are we going to make? I mean, that's where it starts, you know. And then Rubenstein's going to Elias, what changes are we going to make? I mean, that's how the flow gets going.
Let's go to Jeff in Parkville. Jeff, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
All right. The approach at the plate has been spoken about. Does this team rely on analytics too much? And is it time for Basayo to come up?
Well, he's getting his sea legs under him right now, Jeff, down on the farm, because he had missed a few weeks. He had a home run the other day, but he's still hitting barely over 200 right now. If you need a jolt offensively, Gary Sanchez is on the IL. You got Maverick Hanley just got his first hit yesterday. They could use another catcher. Maybe not now, but Sammy Basayo swings a bat for the Orioles this year. I don't know if it's yet. That's the thing.
What the analytics? What about that?
Well, with that, we've talked about that. I mean, there should be a fine mix between the two. And is analytics affecting the way, you know, when you're talking about spin rates as opposed to command, that might be a bad thing. If you pick it up where we're putting down.
No, Bob, I'm talking about when they go lefty, righty, lefty, righty.
Well, yesterday when Soto came in, that was the smart move just statistically. Earl Weaver would have made this move because the second baseman, Brooks Hall, was hitting like 200 against lefties but raking against righties. So that was the right move. Soto just didn't do the job.
Okay.
Yeah, but to your point, yeah, analytics are kind of annoying.
I got
where you're coming from.
All right,
Jeff, have a great weekend. Let's get back to the phones. Brian in Easton. Brian, what's up?
Yeah, I was calling. I'm 50. Yeah. I was 9 when they won the World Series. I've never been more disgusted with a team than this one, even going through all the rebuilds, everything. And all I heard, like, on the radio over the offseason from people that you've had on, like Steve Molesky, when the fans would call in and complain about us not doing anything, it was almost like, you know, like we were saying something wrong, you know, or just wait, something's going to happen. When everyone knew nothing was going to happen other than these dumb moves that they make for over-the-hill players, you know, and now I don't hear any of them, you know, saying anything now. You know, it's just crazy that I feel like the people that work, that write for the Orioles, I don't know if they work for them, but it seems like all they do is kiss their butt all offseason they did. And now when everyone knew this is what the end result was going to be, it's crazy to me.
All right, Brian. Well, look, I don't work for Masson, and I don't work for the Orioles. Say whatever I want. But there is this kind of gray area. You know, if you work for Masson, you can be critical. You can't get personal.
Right.
I think the difference is with fans get personal. Media has to be objective, at least the best that they can. And by the way, disgusting, this isn't the most, it's disappointing season. 98 was disgusting. They had won, going to the ALCS 2 years in a row, basically had the same team and owner then, before everybody starts crapping on Rubenstein without knowing anything about him, quite frankly. Angelos got rid of Davey Johnson, brought in Ray Miller. That team totally went against him. Mike Bordick could tell you the stories because he was there. I mean, that team wound up with a losing record that started the 14 straight losing seasons. And how about Bucks last year when they were all in with the Alex Cobbs and the Cashners, when Manny and Jonesy and all these guys were pending free agents, and they wound up having the worst year in the history of the Orioles. Those were two more disgusting seasons than this one has been so far, because it's only the second week of May. But I'm not optimistic, Nolan, that things are going to turn around anytime soon. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens, top of the hour, whip around 11:15. And Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer. He'll join us at 11:30. Find out Dollar McGraw. And then we got Ripping It with Ryan coming up at noon, as he's always the voice of reason. He talked to Mike Elias, too. We'll hear about that. Coming up at noon, talk about the struggles of the Orioles with him. But let's talk about him with you. Let's go to Aaron in Baltimore. Aaron, what's happening?
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call. Hey, this may not be 98, but I tell you right now, I'm not sure if we're going to win as many games as we did in 98. I mean, when we look at this team, you know, we couldn't give up Corbin and give up on Santander. It seems like, you know, us making that move, you know, we got rid of a lot of offense and a lot of defense. You know, when we talk about the players that we have right now, one of the biggest problems with the teams is we have too many players that seem to swing for the fences. And then I think there's a lot of players that are overrated. In my opinion, the best player that we have is the center fielder, Mullen. I think that barring his injury last year, I think that affected his offensive output. And I need not to speak on his defense because his defense is really good. So, and moving forward with this team, I don't know what we're going to do. We were once one of the youngest teams. Now we're one of the oldest teams in the league.
Well, they have the oldest rotation by far in Major League Baseball. Aaron, thanks for the call. And look, Mullins is a stud, but he might be a trade piece if they continue to fall out of things here in the American League East. Westberg's a stud, all-star. He'll be back. The O'Neill-Santander swap has not turned out well for the Orioles because O'Neill's hurt again. Taters is off to a slow start for Toronto. He had a couple of ribbies last night in their loss or their win over the Angels. But you could have had Santander for what they gave O'Neill if you would have offered him that, say, in February or March, like I said all along. Then he hit 44 homers, made the All-Star team, drove in 100 runs, and he blew that market out of the water and got paid. It even said what the Orioles offered me was basically embarrassing. It was an offer he could refuse, but at least he's playing. O'Neill is not. Chris in New Jersey. Chris, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for taking my call. How you guys doing today?
Good.
I might be a dissenting voice here, guys, but I really think everybody needs to just calm down and pump the brakes. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for saying it, but I don't think Charlie Morton is he's got a 10 ERA, guys. He still throws a 95 mile an hour fastball. He's still got a curveball. He just can't place it where he needs to. But pitching's a problem across the entire league. There's nowhere to get a pitcher. And the Orioles are not going to spend $70, $50, $60 million to get an amazing starting pitcher. So we got what we got, and we got to work with it. If I had it my way, you know, Sagana would be starting. And because to me, at least he walks up to the mound with an attitude that he's going to strike you out. And he's not going to take balls, and he's not going to take walks. And as far as the hitting goes, we got decent hitters. Like you said, this is the same team that was hitting home runs, bombing home runs, second in the American League. It's most of the same players. So you can't blame the coaches. You can't blame the manager. Every time Charlie Morton walks off the mound, he goes right to the pitching coach. So I don't think that these guys are for lack of trying at all.
Nobody's saying, hey, thanks, Chris. Nobody's saying they're not trying. They're just not doing well.
Right.
And Charlie Morton, you can see the frustration on his face after every outing in which he scuffles. But Velo's great. He can't locate the ball, and that's been his major problem. And Kramer, why has Kramer Nolan gotten better? He's throwing strikes. He's not walking four guys a game. Sagano doesn't walk anybody. Normally doesn't strike out a lot either. You throw the ball over the plate, or at least you locate your spots, you're going to have success. Keep it down in the zone. We'll see if Sagano could do it tonight against the Angels, who just took 2 out of 3 from the Blue Jays. We'll talk about that with Ryan Ripken coming up at the top of the hour, 12 o'clock stop, when we rip it with Ryan. Then we'll get around the American League East as well. But when we come back, talk Ravens. OTA's coming up in a couple of weeks. Rookie camp in the rearview mirror. Schedule comes out in less than a week. Ravens are expected to be one of the best teams in the National Football League. And I don't think anything that's happened in the offseason would take away from that expectation, except you got a new kicker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.